From Yitzchak Mem Beis here, Alom Etanya. How come we learn it? The pasuk says Hazocher v'loy tumtum v'yadrugnis. The darsh in the parsha of Erechim, you say Erech Yolai, it only applies to a zocher, to a man. He has his Erechim, how much he's worth, and we darsh in not a tumtum, not a yadrugnis. So the question is, how could he be mayit a tumtum? We say now tumtum is the pshat is we have a doubt what he is, but like Kalpi Hashem, there's no doubt. It's for sure either a zocher or a keva. How could the Torah say there's no parsha of Erechin by a tumtim? Smor says, you have to say is a sami mikan tumtim. Take out a tumtim. It's like a true. A tumtim would have a parsha of Erechin. It's only an adrugnis that that's called like a bar yivifna yatsimo. He has these both simonim, and he's not on the parsha of Erechin. Toshma, it says, Yochlai would have thought to say, lo yehei bi erechish. Maybe it is a tumtim and adrugnis is not on the parsha of an erech of an ish. But it would be in the parsha of how much a lady is worth. Talmud Amar, the pasuk says, no, hazocher im nekeva. So we darshin v'loy tumtum v'yandrugnis. Again, we're mamayit the tumtim. Mashma tumtim is not stam a person at the sofik what he is, but it's a new barrier. And therefore it's not included, not in an isha, not in an ish. So it's not like we're saying. It's not like Rav Chisda. So Mora says, enechlami again, sami mikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum from this brace. It's not coming lafuke tumtim. It's only coming lafuke in adroitness. Toshima im zochor im nekeva. So it's like korban oilo, but bringing the korban im zochor im nekeva. No, love that korban shlomim. Bishlash is bishlomim. So the korban shlomim. It can be brought either from a zochor or from a nekeva. Suppose it says im zochor im nekeva. Zocher vadai, nekeva vadois. It could be either one, but it has to be a vadai zocher or vadai nekeva. For loy tumtum via drugness, not a behemoth that's a tumtum, that both the simonim are covered up, on a drugness has both simonim. So again, mashma tumtum is a new barrier, but not like the chiz, it's not tamasophic what it is, because if it's tamasophic, it's either a zocher or a nekeva. So for korban shlomim, the monoshach should be kosher. So Mor says true again, Samimikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum. That's not a miyat. Enechlami, you could bring a tumtum for korban shlomim. Toshma, come in here. It says hazochu vidarshin again v'loy nekeva. It's by korban oila. Oh, kishuayim olamat zochor. When it says again zochor a second time, shein tamlam. It didn't have to say it a second time. Ma tamlam. Why does it say a second time the word zochor? That's loitzi tumtum viadrugnis. That a tumtum viadrugnis. You can't bring it for korban oilo. So again, you see a tumtum like his vadai, and it's not a sofik. It's like a vadai, not a zocher. So it's again the kashan of chizda. So Mor says again, samim mikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum. That the person would not be made a tumtum, since a tumtum is a sofik, whether it's a zocher or a cave, it's only a doubt for us. But the Torah, like Hashem, knows what it is. So you don't need a posik to say not a tumtum. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Gemara in Yevamos that says haneva v'hamuksa. If a behemoth that was never, they worshipped for Avodah Zorah. And Rashi says all these things are talking about a korban or oif. You bring an oif, a bird for a korban. So if it's a never, if they worshipped it, or else for Yamuksa, they set it aside to worship. Or else for Yesnan, this bird was given to a zayna for pay if they have znus. Or else for Amechir, somebody traded a dog for a bird. So you got the bird now that's the sale of a dog. All these things are possible for korban. The tumtum viadrugnis, that kulam, all these cases, if you have this oif and you bring it for korban, you should know, mitamim begodim abeis abliyim. If you eat from it, so it mamash has tumas novela, because it's an oif, and an oif really needs a shchita. Only by a korban is enough to make a malika. So here you made this for korban, but it's a possible korban, they're not fit to be a korban. So therefore the malika is not matarit, so it's like you made a novela out of it. Therefore, if you eat it, you eat the kazayas of it, it's matam yu abeis abliya. Rebbe Lezer, why ma'am? Tumtum via drugnis ainem matam of the godim abeis abliya. No, Rebbe Lezer also knows, tumtum via drugnis is not matam of the godim abeis abliya. Sure, Rebbe Lezer used to say that komokim shinem mazocher in a kevom atamoitzi tumtum via drugnis mibineim. If the Torah is makpid to have a zocher or a nekeva, so then a tumtum and a drugnis is not included. They're like a barrier that's a new creature. But the yif, by the parsha of an oif, when you want to bring an oif for a korban, hoye v'lein yama by zocher nekeva. The Torah doesn't say any difference between a Zohar and a Keva by Yofis. It just says to bring an oif. But it doesn't say a difference between a Zohar and a Keva. Therefore, ein atzah moitzi tumtum v'adrugnis v'nayim. I would not take out a tumtum and adrugnis. They're both kosher, even though this oif is an adrugnis or a tumtum, is kosher for the korban. Why? Because by oifis, the Torah doesn't say you need a special min, a Zohar or a Keva. Mashmulo by a behema. The Torah says a Zohar or a Nekeva, or else even it says both. A Tumtim is no good. So again, the Kuru we see a Tumtim is called like a new barrier. It has no shaykhs to being a Zohar, not a Nekeva. So not like a Chizdar again. So Mer says again, Samimikan Tumtim. Take out the word Tumtim from this Brice, and according to Rabbi Chizdam, Tumtim doesn't belong here. Because Tumtim is either a Zohar or a Nekeva. So it's not called the barrier by itself. It would be yot even by Karbonis, even by Behema for Karbon. Toshma, come another Gemara. It says that Rebbe Lezo Omer, ha treifo via klayim via behemis, that are treifis, or else klayim, the parents are made from different min, two different minim, of the yotze doifin of behema that came out through the side, not through the womb, tumtum via drugnis again. So all these behemis, like kedoshim, they themselves don't become kodesh. So, loy kedoshim, for loy makdishim. So Rashi says it means loy kedushim betumura, klay ma'afilu tumura. Even if you want to take these things and make them into a tumura, it's not chal. Even though a tumura could be chal, even on the baal mum, kavua, but I call upon it's not chal on these things, these psulim. The Gemara tumura dashens. And the loy makdishim means it does not make a tumura. It means I'm not to say these things are kodesh. In the case, let's say Rashi says they're of lab kochim, like the mother was kodesh, was a korban, and the behemoth came out, the kid came out, the yetzi doifin, or it's a klayim, or it's a treifa, even though it itself is kodesh, but if you take another behemoth and say zu takazu, it doesn't come to tumura. So all these things what are like kodeshim, for loy makdishim. The Gemara says, v'yom ha-shmul, Shmul explains, loy kodeshim a tumura. That these animals themselves, if you want to make them a tumura for another korban, it's not chakodesh's tumura on these things. For loy makdishim last is tumura. They're not kaddish enough to make something else into a tumura. But I call upon him and says a tumtum here. So you have to kasher, why not? According to Reb Chizda, it's either a zohar or a nekeva, so why shouldn't it have kedusha? So chutz mashma, it's a new barrier. So Gemara answers again, no. I'll tell you, some of you can't tumtum. You have to take out the word tumtum from here. It doesn't apply according to Reb Chizda. Toshim, I come and bring another proof. It says that Reb Lezer says, Chamisha, there are five types of psulim of animals that loy kedoshim, they themselves do not become a tamura. For loy makdishim, they can't make something else into a tamura. The Eluhain, these are the five things. It says clearly, hatreifa, v'yaklayim, v'yaytzedoifim, v'tumtum, v'yadrugnis. It says clearly, tumtum is one and adrugnis is the second one. So v'chitevim, maybe you want to say, hachinam here also, samim ikan tumtum, take away the psul tumtum, because really it's either a zohar or a nekeva, so it should be kosher over here. So Mer says, no, you can't take it away, because Hevelu Arbo would only be four. And it says here clearly, Reb Lezer holds five. So of course, Mashma clearly, according to Reb Lezer, a Tumtum is like a Min Bifnei Atzma, it's a new creature. So not like a Chizda. So Mer says, no, I'll tell you really, Apik Tumtum, take out the word Tumtum, that's not the right Psul here. But the Ayul Yosem, bring in the Psul of a Yosem. A Yosem, Rashi says, that's a case where the mother died, Bishata gave birth to the kid. So that kid now is possible for korban. The Gemara in Chulin, Darshan Psukim there, that a Yosem is possible. That is, when it's born, it has to have a mother. If the mother dies later, it'd be kosher for korban. But at the same time as giving birth, if the mother dies, that's called Zeh Pirush L'chayim. The Zeh Pirush L'misa, that's a psul. You can't use that payment for korban. So that's one of the five things Reb Lezer meant, take out the psul atumtum. Now the Gemara says, Leima, let's say, Kit Hanoi. Let's say that Reb Chizda said that everybody agrees a tumtiv is a suffix, a zohar, or a nekeva, but nothing else. Really, it's a machlokes anoyim. Why? Because Rebbe Loi Omer, Mishum Rebbe Yishmael, that andrugnis b'chorhu omuma imay. Rebbe Yishmael holds it an andrugnis, a behemoth that has both simonim. He mashmol, that's called the vade zohar, it's called the zohar. So it has a loch of kedushas b'chor. Just it has a mum with it, you could check it. Since it has the mon in the kevis, that hole of the nekeva, that's called the mum. That's a vishmol shita. Now the chom and the chom say ain kedusha chalalot. There's no kedusha chalalot at all. Rashi says, why? To bury you. It's like a new creature. Therefore, an adrugn is called a new min b'fnei yatzma. It's not a zorcha, not a mekeva. It has no kedushas b'chor on it. Rashi says, I will be tumtum. Lightly, if they don't argue about a tumtum, why? The suffix, a tumtum could be a suffix. That's the claim to Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakama. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, Hare Yu Oimer HaZocher. It says the word HaZocher over here. V'chol Mokim Shinyam HaZocher, Ein Vel Lohitzi Tumtum V'yadrugnis. The Tumtum, even a Tumtum, cannot be a Bechor. Has no Gdushas Bechor. So the Chura, you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, he held that a Tumtum is not just on a Sofik, whether it's a Zocher or a Nekeva. Because there's only a doubt, the Pasuk can't tell you no. The Pasuk doesn't talk about doubts. To Hashem, there's no doubt. Elamai Tzimash, Mitzim Min Bifnei Yatzmai. So you see, this Reb Shmuel does not hold like Reb Chizda. He also, even a Tumtim is called a Min Bifnei Yatzmai. Shmuel says again, Chitim, and maybe you want to tell me again, Sami Mikan Tumtim. No, I'll take out the Psul Tumtim here. Because Tumtim really is only a Sofik, whether it's a Zorcha or a Nekeva. So Vaita, on this Reb Shimon would not say it's not a Bechor. But if so, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Hainu Rabbanan. If so, then Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, the same thing as the Rabbanan Shita then. That Lechura, they only take out an Andrugnis, but they don't talk about a Tumtum. Because a Tumtum Tak is a Sufik, whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva. So then what's the Machlekis or Reb Shimon ben Yehuda and the Chachamim? Hainu Rabbanan. So as Elullah, this should be a proof that Tumtum Ikebenel, they argue about Hilchas Tumtum. That what? The Tanakam is Sovar and Kedusha Chalolov. Andrugnis. Only by the Andrugnis, that's called the Min Bifnei Yatzma. That has no Kedushas Bechor at all. Avo Tumtum Sveiku. But a Tumtum is a Sofik, whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva. And therefore, the Kodesh Misveika. Misofik, it has Kedushas Bechor on it. You can't work with it. You can't shear off the wool. Because as a Sofik, maybe it's a Bechor. And on this, the Yosef Shimon comes to argue. The author of Shimon ben Yehuda, Shimon who comes and says, the main of teaches no.